Hi there, I'm James Marriott, and welcome to the IT Showcase podcast, bringing together the ERP community. We record this live at our UK events, where we welcome guests to share challenges, to discuss opportunities, and comment on upcoming changes to the digital transformation space. Right, let's meet our guest.
Hi, I'm Liam. I am from X3 Consulting. We are one of Sage's premier ERP partners for Sage X3 and Sage Intacct.
Thank you for joining us for a chat. Peek behind the curtain here for anyone listening. This is the calm before the storm. It's about half an hour until today's IT showcase opens here in Sheffield. So people hurriedly putting different stands and hooking screens and computers up. So if you hear some clattering in the background, it's not us having an industrial accident, although that is entirely possible.
Well, to be fair, they're probably praying to the demo gods that the systems are working, they can connect to the internet right now. So there's sheer panic going on right now before the punters walk through the doors.
Actually, it feels quite calm. All things considered.
Oh, it's like a duck, James. It's like floating on the top, legs are spinning underneath the water.
Absolutely. Let's talk about ERP then, and let's talk about ERP software implementation. I want to know what you think the biggest barriers are to successful ERP software implementation, and thus how to avoid said barriers.
Well, I was having this exact same conversation with someone on the train this morning who wasn't coming to the event today, but I did try to convince them. But they've already selected a software system in October, so might be a bit pointless. But I think the biggest thing is resistance to change. So employees, James, they may be reluctant to adopt a new process, a new solution. So you need strong leadership and clear communication and engagement at all levels, and right down to your stakeholders and users, and clear training programs with a clear aim.
So where does this fit in for an SME then?
Digital transformation as a whole for an SME is an interesting topic. Having worked with companies from 2 million turnover right through to FTSE 500 organisations, essentially there's just more work. But for SMEs, it's important to get it right. You need to look at moving away from your manual to automated process. You need to be looking how you can embrace cloud-based solutions, because many companies will be running older technology based on on-premise, on a server somewhere. Looking how you can embrace the flexibility and scalability of a solution and putting a platform in for growth. Looking at your data. Data is really important. People see data getting lost in the mire somewhere, but particularly as a small business, data is your lifeblood, so you want to make sure that's clear and clean as possible. And also, look at how you can enhance your customer interactions through the many digital channels.
It blows my mind there's people that are not using kind of cloud servers in this day and age. And yet at the same time, 5 years ago, I don't know if I'd heard the phrase cloud in that context.
So maybe on a plane.
There's something nice floating in the sky. But kind of on-site servers seem incredibly kind of old hat now.
You'd be amazed how big large companies are still running off.
I mean, it's a huge job, isn't it? Yeah. I imagine that just contemplating kind of moving that and switching it and all the stuff that's involved in that is a pretty big task.
It's about taking that plunge. It's never a good time to be implementing a system. There's better times than others, but investing in a platform that will help you to grow and adapt to the new technologies and the changes in technologies. Look at AI. Yeah. It's come from nowhere. So how do we embrace the future of, well, Industry 4.0. I'm sure you're going to ask me a question about that.
I love asking people this question, and some people give me the most blank expression known to humankind. So feel free to do the same if you wish.
Oh, but
I'd be very interested to see what your answer to this would be. So, what is Industry 4.0?
You mean the fourth industry revolution around technology? Yeah. Internet of Things. So the ability to connect machines and devices is a huge part of Industry 4.0. As I've already mentioned, AI, machine learning, automating some of these tasks, but actually getting real value from your data. You might have disparate systems. So you might have a CRM system for sales and marketing. You may have a separate HR system. But it's about getting a proper platform of growth and a cloud, modern cloud-based solution like Sage Intacct or Sage X3 will help you to adopt the industry standards.
We reflected a little bit a minute ago on kind of like how cloud servers have changed, and generally kind of where people store files and stuff has changed, particularly over the last 5 years. I'd love to get your perspective on ERP over the last, say, decade, and how things have changed and how the systems have changed and whatnot.
Well, I first started working with finance systems in 2006, so the whole industry has grown and evolved, and particularly in the last six, seven years, it's just gone insane in terms of the levels of capabilities of these systems. One of the things is scalability, usability. Systems are designed to be used by people who are non-finance people. People are not used to using their thumbs for processing documents. You can pretty much do anything you want on a phone now. If you think about it, when you're looking 15, 20 years ago, we typed on keyboards. Now we're doing most of our processing with our thumbs, and that's just one thing that you could say. But I would say integration capabilities, systems are more friendly in terms of integration with each other now. Systems used to be very much siloed.
Yep.
Companies, I'm sure, were afraid of the competition, integrating with them, stealing their secrets. But now it's much more friendly in terms of integration. But also, as well, adopting new technologies is much more easier in a modern cloud-based system, such as AI, the Internet of Things. So really, it's about embracing the future. The future is now, and it's only going to get more exciting in terms of technology for your business.
We talked about SMEs earlier. I guess for any business that's contemplating this and looking at ERP solutions, and I guess the first thing that's on their mind is, how does this help me from a financial point of view? Talk to me a little bit, if you would, do about ROI and what kind of return and how people can kind of get their head around that equation when they're in the midst of looking at ERP systems.
If we break down return on investment, essentially what we're trying to do is we're trying to save you money as a business, and we're trying to make you more efficient or do things faster. We're either trying to help you to do things faster or save you money. If we break that down, that's the brass tacks. But what we're giving you is a solution that will enable you to automate many of the manual tasks. And you could be in a position where, actually, I'm employing 50 people in a finance team, and really I could bring that down to 25 people. But you could look at it another way. Rather than losing headcount in terms of FTE, you could be looking at my people could be doing more useful things for my business, as opposed to manual tied up jobs that really shouldn't be doing in this day and age with modern cloud-based systems. But I think improved customer service, your reputation in the marketplace, the ability to automate your invoice processing. So if you're able to pay your suppliers on time, I know this is obviously a government initiative in recent times about people late payers and being on the naughty list on the government website. But for me, James, what I would say is, if you can improve your reputational with suppliers, you may be able to even get early payment discounts for paying your invoices early. That could actually be a revenue generator for your business. So stuff like that, if you think about the soft wins and the hard wins, there's obvious cost savings that you could get through automation, but there's also some great soft wins as well in terms of getting your people more happier doing their job using a system that's more friendly to them. I think some of those things aren't things that you could take to the board in a business case, but actually, if your team are happy using the system and not going home having nightmares because they couldn't close their books off within a week, where you can do that in days or a lot less time than some older systems that rely on sharing data from other systems, and it takes you ages to close the books, then using the modern system, everything integrated, data at your fingertips, those soft wins can be as important as some of the actual return of investment and cost savings that you can get from an implementation of a system.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time. I hope today goes swimmingly well for you.
So do
and,
I.
Super busy. And thank you for stopping by for a chat.
James, much appreciated. Thanks very much.